The Sojourner, Day 4, Helping Spiritual Sojourners. The Lord prohibits the oppression of spiritual sojourners. Exodus chapter 23, verse 9, And a sojourner thou shalt not oppress. For you know the soul of a sojourner, seeing that you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. Arcana 92:68, And a sojourner thou shalt not oppress. That this signifies that those who long to be instructed in the truths of the church must not be infested with evils of life is evident from the signification of a sojourner as being one who longs to be instructed in the truths of the church, and from the signification of oppressing as being to infest with evils of life. Arcana 92:69, For you know the soul of a sojourner, that this signifies their longing and their life, is evident from the signification of the soul, when said of those who long to be instructed in the truths of faith, who are signified by sojourners, as being longing and life. For the soul denotes life from faith, and longing is the very activity of life, because it is from the affection of good, and the truth of faith lives from the affection of good. Arcana 92:70, Seeing that you were sojourners in the land of Egypt, that this signifies that they were protected from falsities and evils when they were infested by the infernals, is evident from what has been shown above, where the same words occur. Helping spiritual sojourners must be part of everyday life. Leviticus 19, verses 9 and 10. And when you harvest the harvest of your land, thou shalt not complete the corners of thy field, and thou shalt not collect all the collecting of thy harvest. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou collect every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the afflicted and the sojourner. I am Yehovah your God. Apocalypse Explained 4:17. That corners signify all things, because the outermost parts, for the reason stated above that the outermost parts include and comprehend all things, is clearly evident from some of the statutes given to the sons of Israel, such as Leviticus 19, quoted above. Field signifies the church, and reaping the truth of doctrine. By these statutes, therefore, it was represented that the ultimates must be preserved, because they signify all things. For unless there are all outermost things, the middle things are not kept together, but are dispersed, comparatively as the interior parts of man would be dispersed if he were not encompassed by skins. And as a field signified the church, and harvest its truths, so not to finish wholly the corners of thy field when thou reapest signifies the conservation of all things that are signified by the harvest of the field. Arcana Celestia 48:44. In like manner, it was representative that what was left in the fields, olive yards, and vineyards should be for the sojourner, the orphan, and the widow. And also, that when they had made an end of tithing the tithes of their increase in the third year, they should give it to the sojourner, the orphan, and the widow, that they might eat within their gates and be filled. Because it is the Lord alone who instructs and leads to good and truth, it is said in Jeremiah, Leave thy orphans, I will make them alive, and the widows shall confide upon me. And in Moses, Yehovah doth execute the judgment of the orphan and widow, and loveth the sojourner, in giving him bread and raiment. Bread denotes the good of love, raiment the truth of faith. Questions. What does it mean, in a spiritual sense, to leave the corners of the fields and portions of every harvest for sojourners? How can we make helping spiritual sojourners part of our everyday life? Do we recognize when the people we interact with on a daily basis are in states of spiritual sojourning? Have you had a good experience helping spiritual sojourners? What did you do that seemed to help them?